Your relationship with your body is the longest relationship you will ever be in. You must have unconditional permission to eat in order to make peace with food. What is your self-talk like about your body? If you wouldn't say that to a loved one about their body, what makes it okay to say it to yourself? This is a safe virtual space where we are going to dig into deep heart-to-heart convos that all come back to our relationships with food and body. Welcome back to the Fine Food and Freedom Podcast. I literally was just chugging my iced coffee before I pressed record, and I have almost like a cold burn down my throat. So that's where we're at today. My name is Sam Previtt. Happy to be here. I am like laughing at how out of touch I am with the date and the time, because I was sitting down to record today and I was like, okay, what do I have to talk about? And sometimes some of the most like mundane stories in my life can really turn into these like reflective conversations about food and body. And then I pulled out the calendar and I was like, oh, tomorrow's Halloween. And it's like, oh, you know, Halloween, the one holiday that's surrounding candy. Oh, what do you do for a living? Oh, you're a certified intuitive eating counselor and registered dietitian that helps people make peace with food and body. Why don't you talk about candy and Halloween? So here we are. And I think the reason why my brain just like doesn't work properly sometimes is that I have been doing this now for a really long time. I've been a dietitian since 2014. I've been a dietitian for 10 years. Holy shit. And so every time Halloween comes around, I'm saying the same shit. Like, my message has not changed. Eat the damn candy. Expose yourself to candy year round. Like, we're going to get into the nitty gritty of it today. And it's important to know that like how I would have, you know, approached this conversation 10 years ago is different than today. And how I say it's going to be differently, my language that I use, et cetera. So I still think it's important to have these conversations. But I think that's why I like forget, because I'm like, oh, I've been saying this for 10 years. So there's no reason to say it again. But it's like, no, it's so important to say this message, especially when the whole fucking world is so entrenched in diet culture and Ozempic culture that these messages that I'm about to say today need to be extra loud because we're so engulfed in intentional weight loss as a culture. So anyways, that's what we're going to talk about today. Before we get started, I am going to share a client win, or a Fine Food Freedom win of the week. This is from a client of ours, and I'm actually pulling it right from our team Slack channel. This is from our dietitian and provider, Marissa Weaver, and you can book directly with her. But her client put up an Instagram story with this little snack box. It's so cute. It has Cheez-Its, a cheese stick. It looks like turkey slices and some green grapes in there. And she wrote, kind of random, but I've been meeting with a dietitian, Marissa, for a couple of months after getting diagnosed with PCOS. I'm running errands today, and the old me would be like, yeah, just stay busy and get a coffee, and I wouldn't nourish myself. Overall goal of that was to shrink my body, which I can promise you never worked anyways. Today, I thought, what progress that I chose to make a little snack box for myself on the road so that I'm staying happy and healthy and nourished. My body reminds me all the time that it's thankful for those choices in the way that it feels, the way that it works for me, and my blood work has significantly improved in the last 6 months. Just some food for thought. Nourish yourself and your mind, and your body will thank you. That is such a freaking beautiful reflection. I feel like clients teach us as providers so much sometimes. And so it's so important to hear these things. Like, I could tell you that these are things that are going to happen to you when you embark on a food freedom journey, but hearing it from a client is so much better and so cool to see. So again, that was one of Marissa Weaver's clients. And if you're like, wait, what? I can work with you. I can work with your team. Fine Food Freedom is a team of virtual intuitive eating dietitians. We accept insurance. Yes, that's correct. Your health insurance in over 19 different states. So click the link below in the show notes to get your benefits checked. You can go on Instagram. You can go on TikTok. It is bit.ly/FFF insurance. Get your benefits checked. I can't tell you how many people, every single person truly, I think that we work with, once they do the benefit check, we're like, I had no fucking idea that I had unlimited sessions with a registered dietitian, or 10 sessions, right? Or 3 sessions or whatever it is. So you might have free support with our team one-on-one, which I can promise you is going to immensely and profoundly impact your relationship with food versus only listening to podcast episodes. And please know, I'm not like poo-pooing these podcast episodes. I can't tell you how many people DM me just saying like, you've changed my life via the podcast, which is awesome. And you might be able to get individualized care too. Because remember, when it comes to nutrition, it's so nuanced. It's so individualized. Everybody has a different, you know, environment, health conditions, likes and preferences, allergies, work life, social life, cultural background, access to food. All of these things impact these conversations that we have on the podcast. And there is only so much nuance I can bring to a conversation before it gets lost, because everything is so specific to each person. So that's my rant. Get your benefits checked. We would absolutely love to support you. We have an incredible team of dietitians. And I really mean that. As someone who has grown this team, you know, we started taking insurance last December. This is important to note. I have interviewed so many dietitians for these positions. And I'm actually in the process. We have 4 that we just hired that signed contracts. We have a 5th we're working on. These dietitians have to have intuitive eating, either certifications, years of experience, as well as health at every size, like mission and focused. And I have so many dietitians applying, and I need to figure this out. And this is just a total random tangent I'm going on, but if you're a dietitian listening to this, would love to hear your thoughts. Right now, I can only hire providers that have the experience because they're hitting the ground running, right? They're doing the counseling right away. And I need to know that our clients have providers that we can trust. And that's my job, right? As someone who finds these dietitians to support our clients. And we've had an incredible team. Like, it's been amazing. There's this other part of me that I love baby dietitians. And what I mean by that is I see myself in so many of these dietitians that come out of their program, right? They get their RD credential and they're looking around at all of these job boards on Indeed or Monster, you know, or websites or whatever. And they're trying to find a job and they want something that is intuitive eating focused. They want something that is health at every size focused. And they're looking around and there's nothing there. And so it's such a dream of mine one day to be able to hire on a bunch of, I call them baby dietitians, but like first year dietitians that want to start their career in the intuitive eating space and hit the ground running with it, and train them and mold them and teach them and inspire them. Like, how freaking cool would that be? But this is where the iced coffee hits and I go on tangents. So I apologize. I'm going to totally digress and loop us back to what we're talking about today. Grace, podcast editor, if you want to cut this, feel free. Go ahead. Or keep it. Why not? Okay. So let's talk about Halloween candy, shall we? Okay. Let's talk about the unconditional permission to eat. And you know what? Let's bring some Halloween candy into the frame here. We're talking about Halloween candy. I should pop this open. We have so many bags. See, this is more of my husband's bag. He's more of a Reese's, Kit Kat, Hershey's kind of guy. Don't get me wrong. Love those. I'm more of a Sour Patch girl. Sour Patch, Swedish Fish. Do you remember Shock Tarts? Oh, I'd fuck up some Shock Tarts right now. But seriously, oh my gosh, my mouth is salivating. Oh, isn't that cool? That is a teachable moment right there. When you can think about foods and it makes you salivate, right? And it makes you like excited. That is a teachable moment. That just shows you how different foods satisfy us. Like my husband might think of a Reese's and start like drooling and dribbling versus me. I'm thinking about Shock Tarts and my mouth is like, yes. Okay. So let's talk about Halloween candy. You have to believe in your soul that you have unconditional permission to eat anything, but Halloween candy specifically in this example, if you want to make peace with it. Now, I'm going to use myself as an example because I'm a perfect fucking example of this. I was very disordered in college, okay? I'm talking like binge restrict cycle to the max. We are going to take the quickest break for me to talk about one of my favorite new products in the kitchen, which is Caraway Kitchenware. Now, fall is here. It's October. Yesterday, we painted pumpkins, and something else that we did is we used our Caraway Kitchenware, our bake set, to cook some pumpkin muffins with the toddler, and she loved it. Not only did she love it, but Mama loved it because I ordered the slate colored kitchenware. It is this beautiful blue gray that goes perfectly on brand with the Fine Food Freedom colors because you know that your girl loves the muted blues and just that really relaxing tone. So I loved that in the kitchen. Something else I love about all of their kitchenware is it has that naturally slick surface, which means minimal oil or butter needed, and just that slide off the pan easy kind of feel because nobody likes scrubbing the crap out of their pans and having all of that stuff stuck on the bottom. So huge, huge fan of Caraway. If you want to give it a try, you can visit carawayhome.com/foodfreedom to see my favorite products and take an additional 10% off your next purchase. This deal is exclusive for our listeners only. So again, visit carawayhome.com/foodfreedom or use code foodfreedom at checkout. This code is one word, no spaces. Caraway, non-toxic cookware made modern. So when Halloween would come around, I would tell myself, I'm going to be so good. Like, I'm not going to eat any Halloween candy. Like, I'm not even going to touch it. Joke's on me. Right? So let's talk about the bow and arrow. You've heard me say this before. The bow and arrow works like this. You pick up the bow and arrow and you go, no Halloween candy, no Halloween candy, no Halloween candy. And then you hit a breaking point where you say, fuck that. I want Halloween candy and I want a lot of it. And you let go and the arrow flies so much further in the opposite direction and you binge on Halloween candy. And then you say, see, this is why I can't have Halloween candy because when I eat it, I'm out of fucking control. Well, spoiler alert, the only reason why we're out of control is because the restriction is happening in the first place. Restriction is the number one indicator of binging. And if you are restricting something, you will binge on it. 100% chance. So some of you may be saying, Sammy, I'm not restricting myself. Now, let's do a quick recap on restriction. And I have an entire podcast episode on this called Mental versus Physical Restriction. Physical restriction is physically restricting yourself, right? The physical act of not doing hand to mouth, chew, swallow, eat. So if you're physically restricting, you're saying, I'm not allowed to eat Halloween candy and you don't eat it. Now, some of you might say, I allow myself, like I eat candy sometimes. Okay. Are you mentally restricting? Let's talk about mental restriction. Mental restriction is when you are physically eating the food, chew, swallow, eating it. But while you're eating it, there is a narrative going on in your head as so. It's saying things like this. I shouldn't be eating this. I'm so disgusting. I can't believe I'm fucking eating this. I'm not eating this tomorrow. I should be eating something healthier. I'm only allowed to have one because this is so bad for me, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. If you are mentally restricting, if you are physically eating something, but that dialogue is going on in your head, that is also going to fuel a binge behavior sometimes, because you just want to get it over with. And it's like, okay, fuck it. I'm just going to eat this and I'll get it over with, and then I won't eat it tomorrow. You're not actually enjoying the food. You're not allowing yourself to enjoy the food. Now, I want to level set expectations with you. And this is, I think, the big problem and what gets lost in this conversation, and you can't have it in a 20-second podcast clip, is that people think, okay, you're so smart, unconditional permission to eat. Okay, well, when I have unconditional permission to eat, I eat all the fucking food everywhere. I eat all the candy. I eat the whole bag of candy. So you're telling me that's good for me? This is what I hear. I understand why you're saying this, and I'm agreeing with you. Two different things. One, you gotta have professional support when you're going through this. I'm gonna be honest. So many people say, I tried intuitive eating and it didn't work for me. And the first question I'll ask is, did you work with a professional? Because not dieting and simply eating all of the things, that's not intuitive eating. Now, I want to give you credit where credit is due. It takes a lot of courage to allow yourself to eat foods that you weren't allowing for 5, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years. But that's not intuitive eating. Now, let's level set expectations again, that if you come over to a place of food freedom, if you start an intuitive eating journey, you're starting to make peace with food, you are going to eat more of the, you could call them fun foods, play foods, diet culture calls them crap or junk. So when we talk about candy, for example, Halloween candy, if this is your first Halloween where you're allowing yourself to physically and eat and try to enjoy the candy, you are probably going to eat more of it than somebody who's been allowing themselves to eat candy for their entire life. That is normal. And why this is so important to level set this expectation is because that fear of I'm never going to stop eating the candy is what holds people back from continuing an intuitive eating journey. Or it's the fact that that's where people say intuitive eating doesn't work. They just like stop it right there because they're like, well, I'm eating this entire bag of candy. So this clearly doesn't work, because if it worked, I wouldn't eat the candy. I would stop when I was full. Stop you right there. Intuitive eating is not the hunger fullness diet. That's not the point of intuitive eating. Intuitive eating is being able to tap into our internal cues. It is using instinct, rational thought, and emotion in order to trust our bodies and listen to our bodies and feel pleasant or unpleasant from our eating experiences, and not judge, guilt, or shame ourselves, but to be more of an observer in our own body. So I'm going to use myself as an example. Last night, so I've had bags of Halloween candy sitting in my fucking house for days now. We got these a few days ago at Target. We did a little family run at Target. Shout out, real quick, side note, funny story. We go to Target. It's me, my husband, and my two daughters, 6-month-old and 2.5-year-old. God bless our souls. So we get to Target. We go into my daughter, the toddler, of course, is demanding like the big ass cart. And if you're a parent, you know the big ass cart at Target. It has like a bench, like a full fucking bench. And it's like huge. It's like a flat. What is it? What are those like flat boards? What is it called? At Home Depot. I'm totally blanking. Anyways, doesn't matter. So we're sitting, my daughter demands I get in the cart, right? So I'm in the cart. My husband is pushing me and my daughter sitting on a bench. And then we have the baby up in the actual cart. It's like a 30-foot fucking cart. Anyways, I get a DM from an amazing follower the other day. Shout out. I forget her name, but she goes, I saw you at Target. And she goes, I'm 10 weeks pregnant and it made me so happy to see you like being a mom, and it made me so excited to be a mom. And I was dying. She didn't say hi, which if you ever see me out in public, please say hi to me. But she was like, you probably had your hands full. I didn't want to say hi to you. She didn't say that. But it just made me laugh because like I'm in this fucking cart getting pushed around by my husband and someone like sees this. Anyways, okay. I digress. We got all of this candy at Target. and it's been sitting in my house for fucking days. I don't even know it. Like, I don't even remember. It's been sitting on our counter. Like, nobody's touched it. And the reason why I bring this up is because it's moments like this that stop me in my tracks and make me realize, holy shit. Like, I don't binge on candy anymore. And it's not that I don't sometimes want candy. It's not that I don't like candy. I fucking love candy, but I have it in the house all the time. And I've shared this on social media. And then, of course, you get all the haters and trolls in the comment section. Like, I showed my pantry one time. We have an entire fucking bin of candy year round in our pantry. And again, that is so important. It's so important because then I'm looking at the Scandinavian swimmers from Trader Joe's year round. So when the Sour Patch Kids come in at Halloween, don't get me wrong, I love a Sour Patch, but like mama's been chomping on her Scandinavian swimmers year round. So I'm not like binging on the Sour Patch Kids because I can have this shit whenever I want it. And so I want to make this clear though, because this is where these conversations have so much nuance that people think that, oh, well, then at some point in your intuitive eating journey, you get to this level or this stage where like you don't ever want candy or indulgent food because you can have it. So because you can have it, it's like this reverse psychology of you don't want it so that you don't eat it. No, no, no. I can have it whenever I want it and I do eat it. But for example, last night I opened up the freezer. Now I'm not pregnant. Thank God. Let me knock on wood there. It's been a long few years, but I am breastfeeding and breastfeeding hunger is wild. It's wild. And last night I opened up the freezer and there was no ice cream to be found. And I was pissed and I looked at my husband and I said, do we have any ice cream? And he's like, oh, I don't know. I must have finished it. Excuse me? So you bet your ass, I hop on DoorDash. I'm shameful in the sense of not shameful for getting the ice cream. I could have gotten myself in the car and drove like 1 mile down the road and picked up ice cream. But in my defense, I had to put my breast pump on at this moment. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to pump and mama's getting a blizzard delivered to the house. And I looked at my husband. I said, do you want one too? Even though you finished my ice cream without telling me. And we got our blizzards, also got a side of fries and had myself a nice fucking snack. And did I feel shame about any of those food choices? No. So I'm sitting here telling you, I haven't touched Halloween candy since I've purchased it. Not because it's a prideful badge of honor that I'm going to wear. I know that I'm allowed to have this. And if I want to get a blizzard at 9 p.m. with a side of fries, I'm going to do it. And so when you're an intuitive eater, you have unconditional permission to eat. I can't say it enough. It takes years. If you've been dieting for years, it takes years. And anyone that is, I don't want to say this for everyone because I've worked with hundreds and hundreds of clients and it's not going to take years for everyone. But again, I think level setting expectations is so important. If you've been dieting for 5, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, it's going to take so much time to trust that you're allowed to eat candy again in peace and enjoy it because you have convinced yourself. You haven't. Diet culture has convinced you that you're not allowed to have it. You don't deserve it. You're a bad person. And we're talking about shifting full-blown belief systems here. So this is your friendly reminder from your dietitian that dropped probably one too many F-bombs on this recording today because the iced coffee is just chef's kiss hitting me good, that you're allowed to eat. You're allowed to eat candy. You deserve it. It doesn't make you a bad person. It's just fucking candy. It's okay. It's okay. Listen to me when I say you are allowed to eat candy. And don't forget what Halloween is really about. It's about dressing up too. And like for years, I missed that for two reasons. We could do like a part two, but don't have time to record that today. I would be afraid to dress up because, you know, back in college days, like, that's when you're wearing like maybe a little bit more of the risque costumes, if you will. And I hated my body. I didn't want to show skin. So like I hated Halloween from that side of things. And then the other part of my brain around the candy was in this binge restrict cycle. So Halloween was so unenjoyable for so long. Now I'm at a very different stage of life. Actually, oh my gosh, we need to drop in like an image of this. So I used to wear like, you know, we all had the risque Halloween costumes. I had some pretty risque ones back in the day. And then I'm laughing because this year we're doing a family costume because our toddler is the dictator in our family. She's going to be Princess Elsa. No shit. Her little sister, the 6-month-old, is going to be Princess Anna. My husband, who is bald, is going to be Kristoff. So of course I got him this big like blonde wig. My French bulldog is going to be Sven. We got him antlers. And then I, of course, am going to be Olaf. So like my Halloween costumes used to be like the slutty prisoner or like the slutty police officer or whatever. And now mama's wearing an Olaf onesie that is so fucking comfortable. Oh, I love it. I love it. Okay. So let's wrap this episode. Thank you for being here with the chaos and all of my stories. But I just, if you don't take anything else from this episode, just please know you're allowed to enjoy candy. You're allowed to eat candy. You're allowed candy today. You're allowed candy tomorrow. You're allowed candy 365 days of the year. And the more that you allow yourself to eat it, I promise you, the less scary it becomes. There is nothing scary about Halloween candy. Side note with scary things, I fucking hate haunted houses. You're crazy if you... Let's do some hot takes real quick about Halloween. Okay, I'm going to be quick. One, haunted houses, hate them. Never went, never will. I remember in high school, all the like kids went to the Halloween haunted houses like with their boyfriends. I stayed home. I didn't want to go to that. Fuck that. Take number two, candy corn is fucking delicious. Come for me in the comment section. I don't care. I love candy corn and will die on that hill. I will die on it. Those are the only hot takes I have. Okay. Thank you for being here. If you liked the episode, please, please, please rate, review, subscribe on Apple Podcasts. If you liked this one specifically, give us some feedback. If you want more specific episodes with the holidays upon us, please leave me that feedback on Apple Podcasts when you rate and review it. Let me know what you want to hear more of. The more I hear from you, the more I can make these episodes specifically for you. And that's all I got. Enjoy your Halloweens. Make them be spooky and fun and delicious with candy. And I will see you next week. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Find Food Freedom Podcast. Every single time you listen to an episode, it truly makes our dreams come true, helping people make peace with food, body, and movement. If you have not already, please make sure to head over to social media and give us a follow at find.food.freedom on Instagram or Find Food Freedom on TikTok. And if you resonated with today's episode and want more professional support, please head over to findfoodfreedomresources.com. This is where you can get your benefits checked to see if your health insurance will fully cover that one-on-one nutrition counseling with our team. And we also have so many other virtual resources there. So again, that's findfoodfreedomresources.com for all things Find Food Freedom and to get those health insurance benefits checked. If you have not already, I invite you to rate, review, subscribe, like, share this podcast with anybody that you think needs to hear it. The more that you share this podcast, the more that this message of intuitive eating and food freedom will be out in the world, which we so desperately need. Again, thank you for being here. I cannot wait to chat with you again soon on the next episode of the Find Food Freedom Podcast.